Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Brian London, and we are chatting on this Columbus Day in the U.S. and also Canadian Thanksgiving. I hope everybody is having a good long weekend, especially in Canada as the markets are closed up here. But hey, I still have people to talk to, and Brian, I wanted to bring you on the show early this week because we are very quickly approaching your conference, the New Orleans Investment Conference. Usually happens in New Orleans, but this year it is going online, just like a lot of other conferences. It starts on Wednesday the 14th and runs for, well, throughout the rest of the week. Brian, can you give us just a little summary of the changes that had to be made to the conference this year to move it online?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, you know, a lot of obviously everything's virtual this year. And once we made the decision to go virtual, we did a really foundational reexamination of what the New Orleans conference is and how we could adapt it to this new reality. And you know, there are a few features of New Orleans. One is a sense of community that when you're there and you experience the event, there's this intellectual energy. There's a lot of really smart people around you that you can lean on for advice and get their views, et cetera, in addition to all of our speakers. And that was a real big part of what we offer, and frankly, the hardest thing to try and replicate to any degree in a virtual environment. And the other thing that New Orleans provides is value. We bring dozens upon dozens of the top speakers in their area, the top experts from around the world in really every area, from geopolitics to economics to every asset class. So, you know, how does that translate virtually? And that actually translates very well in that it allowed me this year to really go around the world without regard to travel schedules and find the top experts and get them to commit to a presentation. So our roster, as it resulted, is one of the best ever in our history, if not the best ever in our history, especially as it relates to metals and mining, because I do feel that this is such a crucial time for that and such a crucial opportunity as we begin what I expect to be a secular multi-year bull market in metals and mining. But getting back to the value part or getting back to the community part, I realized too that the virtual platform would allow us to continue the conference after the original 4 days and even before that and provide content just to this exclusive group of registrants and create kind of that sense of community and that they can participate in ongoing events throughout the year that I can use my network to bring to them. And even, you know, private Zoom calls. We've already started having private Zoom calls with top experts where they reveal their top stock picks. And, you know, these are already sitting out there on our New Orleans Conference registrant page, password protected, and anybody who's registered can go get those right now. And it's going to keep on going. We're going to have a big webinar on energy metals next month. We're planning a lot of private Zoom calls that people can listen into, panels with top experts. So it's going to go on and on. And that's one of the things that the virtual format allows us to do this year. And I think, you know, going forward as a part of the New Orleans Conference.
Yeah, it's one of the, I guess, benefits of now doing everything online is that you can bring people together from around the world. And I like what you're doing there. You're turning this not just into about a 3-day event. This, when you do sign up for the conference, you get content throughout the year. One other quick note about this online conference that I appreciate the way that you're doing it is that you're not having anything that's pre-recorded, right? Everything is going to be live. So it's not like somebody is hearing a presentation from a week or two ago.
Yeah, that's one of the things that most conferences have been doing is pre-recording a lot of content just to try and eliminate that risk of, you know, bad connections and the like and improve the production quality and the look and feel of it. But what happens then is you get content that was recorded a week or two ahead of the event. And to me, that really doesn't translate the value of the information like I would like it to do. So what we're doing is essentially a high wire act without a net. And everything is live up to the second. and produced on the fly. So we're going to ask people, you know, there will be glitches. And if that happens, we have some contingencies to go to a next speaker and or provide some recorded content that we have available as a backup. But everything is, the plan is to make everything live. And again, because we're going to make this not a 4-day event, but one that goes through at least the middle of next summer, we're going to keep providing content, and we can always have the ability to provide more content going forward. And another important point is that, you know, a lot of this stuff, if not everything that you see at these other conferences, ends up on YouTube or somewhere else out in the public domain. None of this is going to be available to anyone except registered attendees. So it's not going to be out there floating around for free on YouTube. The only way to get it is to register for the conference. And frankly, our speakers have already told us that they're going to feel a whole lot more comfortable in being very frank and unhedged and providing specific recommendations, because it's not going to be out there forever on the internet.
So, Brian, when it comes to the actual content this year, I've attended the New Orleans conference for almost 10 years, I think, now. And there's always a balance here. There is a focus on investing, and especially on investing in metals and resources. But there's always political discussions and more discussions on the economy. What's the balance going to be like this year when it comes to still sticking to focusing on investing and resources, but also having the election right around the corner?
Yeah, but the benefit of having a 4-day event is we can cover everything in some depth and in detail. And so on the, you know, the big picture, our geopolitical speaker this year is Tucker Carlson, who's a very controversial person, and is, again, going to be feel even more open to speaking his mind in this very private presentation atmosphere. And he's going to also serve on our political panel to give some views on the upcoming election, along with Stephen Moore, who is economic advisor to President Trump. And I decided to throw a bomb onto that panel in the form of Doug Casey. So I think that's going to be a very interesting panel. Beyond those, we have Robert Kiyosaki, who's always interesting, and he's promising a presentation exclusively for our group. James Rickards, Rick Rule, Peter Schiff, Danielle DiMartino Booth, who made her debut at our event a few years ago, Grant Williams, Jim Iorio from CNBC, Jim Bianco, Peter Bookvar, Tavi Costa, who's a very popular gold bug now on Twitter, Mark Skousen, Lynn Alden, who I think is absolutely brilliant, Brent Johnson, known as Santiago Capital on Twitter, is coming to make his debut in New Orleans. Ross Beatty is going to be here. Dominic Frisby is going to have a great presentation. He's a libertarian commentator on the financial markets from Britain, who's also a comedian. So he's going to be very interesting. The real estate guys are going to cover the real estate markets. Peak Prosperity, Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart are going to cover the pandemic, the environment and energy issues like only they can do. And literally dozens upon dozens more. So it is a one-stop shop where we're bringing the best of the best all in one place at one time. And the recordings are going to be available after the event for essentially for months and months to come for registered attendees only.
So, Brian, what about the company aspect as well? Because honestly, when I go to these conferences, I spend the majority of my time with the companies. I also have the luxury of having a lot of your speakers on our show, not to the same extent, but I get the most from talking to companies. How does that work at these conferences to actually get in front of companies, either hearing their presentation or asking management directly?
Yeah, you know, more money has probably been made in the nearly 5 decades of the New Orleans Conference in our exhibit hall, more so than even our general session stage, because that's where the opportunities are. That's where you can find tomorrow's big winners and multi-baggers in a resource bull market like we have right now. So it's a really a great opportunity, and you'll have the opportunity to go visit, I think it's going to be about 45 or so companies that are actively participating in the event. They'll have these virtual booths where you can go see brief recorded presentations that summarize the investment argument for the company. You'll be able to visit and chat with the company representatives and ask them your questions. You'll be able to hear presentations from companies in our dedicated corporate presentation time blocks. And after the conference, I'm going to be conducting Zoom interviews with company managements for a number of our exhibitors, where I get to ask them the tough questions and you get to listen in. So it's an ongoing opportunity, but you do have the chance to actively engage with these companies during the event itself.
So Brian, let's just end this with a quick comment on the markets here. The markets have been very choppy. The U.S. equity markets have actually been looking a bit stronger than a lot of other sectors, and it's been kind of this rotation within the U.S. markets. Even today, it's a thin volume trading day, so don't take too much away from the moves today, but you look at the U.S. equity markets, and they have just been garnering a buy throughout the day. The NASDAQ's almost up 3% right now. Everything else on my screen, pretty choppy. You look at gold, it's more, for the most part, moving sideways. Gold stocks, those have started to get a buy, but again, fairly choppy. And some of the other sectors, financials, energy. Energy's actually down a little bit. Financials just a little bit higher. Really is right now focus on U.S. markets and their strength. What are you taking away from this?
Well, I take it that it's a continuation of the new normal of central bank liquidity being the driver for all markets. You know, and there's so much money being funneled to the markets, so you have to keep the house of cards intact. And because of that, they're going to keep stimulus, keep QE, keep money printing, keep debt creation going. And the end game, the ultimate result of all of that are much, much higher gold prices. Yes, it will be choppy along the way. But if you look a year, two, three, four, 5 years down the road, you know that gold and silver prices are going to be far, far higher than they are today, precisely because we're stuck in this endless loop of money creation, currency creation, debt creation that they can't get out of, and they can only accelerate over time. Right now, with the election looming, looking short term for a second, the gold is at a very interesting place in that it is a bet on certainty and not a hedge against uncertainty as it normally is. The certainty is that we're going to get this continued money creation regardless of who wins. But I do think that gold is somewhat discounting a Biden win at this time. And as the broader markets are, and discounting the fact that under a Biden administration, all of these factors will be accelerated even more.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, it's going to be nice to get that election behind us, and also more and more of this acceptance of potential of a blue wave here has been playing a little bit of its role in this market's move.
Yep. But
right now, I know everyone, a lot of people are distracted by this election, rightfully so. It'll be nice when it's behind us, but we still have a little under a month now until that happens. Brian, great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time. I will post a link below so everyone can find out some more details on the New Orleans Investment Conference for this year and also sign up. Brian, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week and a great conference.
Thank you, Corey, and look forward to seeing you in the conference.